Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of CPA Review and More. We are pleased to bring you the number one podcast for CPAs and CPA candidates. If you'd like to learn more about how Jaeger CPA Review can help you, find us on our website at JaegerCPAReview.com. Now, here's your host, Phil Jaeger.
Hello, everyone. This is Phil Jaeger, and welcome to our podcast. Well, it's not our, it's only me. My podcast, CPA Review and More. And we sort of have a blend in there. We do talk about the CPA Review exam and also, because of all the different other areas you can go into in accounting, we also talk about those other areas like advisory services. And we have a terrific guest. By the way, you know, we comb the country looking for the best guests. Is that true, Jessica?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
I do. We did. And we found you in a diner someplace because we heard you. No, I'm just kidding. We heard you talking about the CPA. And how much of a coincidence is that to be in a diner talking about CPA? Now, normally I wouldn't want to talk to anybody like that because I would think what a boring person they are. But no, we got in touch with you because you are the 40 under 40 group. So congratulations for being there. We'll talk about that in a second. But anyway, today the guest is Jessica McLean. Jessica is another one who has many, many designations. All right. Well, she got her bachelor's degree from what, Towson?
Yes, I did. Yes.
And that's in Baltimore, Maryland. And where did you go on for your master's degree?
George Washington University in D.C.
Now, did you do all that? That was before, obviously, the COVID virus, right?
Yes, way before.
You had to go from, you live in Prince George's County. For those who don't know that, it's one of the counties of Maryland. And what did you drive into? How did you get into GW for the classes?
I actually took the Metro. That's the easiest way to get downtown in our area.
We are very lucky. We have a great subway system, although yes. Every time I turn on the news, they're running a deficit. Now, I don't understand that. Take the train. You can't move during rush hour. All right? You're like stuck like this, you know. And then they complain, we're running a deficit. I don't know where the money goes.
Right? The Metro is not cheap.
Metro is not cheap. It's $300 to go to Washington. Ooh. But you can take now. It's gotten more expensive.
Yes,
right?
It has. Absolutely. Right?
Luckily, I don't have to do that anymore. So I just want to tell you that Jessica McLean, let's go over your designations. You have the CPA. We know what that stands for, Certified Public Accountant. And you have a CISA. What is CISA?
CISA.
CISA. All right. I was going to say CISA salad. all right. CISA, what does that stand for?
Certified Information Systems Auditor.
Oh, okay. And you have a PMP.
Yes, sir. Project Management Professional.
And you have the CGFM. Now, I have to tell you, I have that designation, but I didn't take any exam. Same for you?
You were grandfathered in. You're lucky. You were one of the ones grandfathered in.
Oh, you had to take the exam?
Yes, I did. I did.
Difficult? What's the exam like?
It wasn't too difficult. Nothing, I mean, nothing compares to the CPA exam. It wasn't
Is it
too
a lot
difficult.
Of managerial accounting? What's in that exam?
I would say for the CGF, definitely a lot of government. So it's in the history of the government, the financial aspects of government accounting. I took that in 2010. So I know people who were able to get grandfathered in didn't have to take the exam.
Is that for people who want to be in government accounting mainly?
Yes, a lot of people, whether it's state, local, or federal.
Yeah. So who are they trying to compete with, the AICPA? Do you have any idea with that CGMA? I thought they were trying to compete with the CMA, which is more managerial accounting. It's not that point. You don't compete with that. Am I correct?
So that's different. So the CGFM is the Certified Government Financial Manager, which is more for state, local, federal government. I know there's a CGMA. I don't have that designation, but I know that.
Okay. Let me go back in. The CG. Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
It's so many letters. I get it. It's alphabet soup.
God, they have more certifications. No, I have the CGMA.
Oh, okay. I know the people that have that one as well. Yes.
Did you take that exam or you grandfathered in?
No, I didn't take that one. So no, I didn't have that one.
Okay, so that's actually to compete with the CMA, I guess.
Yes.
And I honestly don't know how successful the AICPA has been with that CGMA. You've heard anything?
I know they're trying to expand it to get more people to do it, but I'm not 100% sure exactly either just how successful they've been with that particular certification.
They're trying to compete with the IMA, the CMA, Institute of Managerial Accounting.
Accountants, yes.
Right? Because a lot of the overseas students, all right, they can't qualify to sit for the CPA exam.
Exactly. All right,
because of the experience requirement. So they take the CMA, like in China. If you have a CMA, the government recognizes it because they consider it an American certification.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I don't know what goes on with the CGMA, but we were grandfathered in. And I don't know really. You see, usually twice a year we meet with the course providers, the different approved course providers, and not every CPA review course is approved by the AICPA. Mm-hmm. So we talk about different things. I don't think this, I brought it up and say, you know, you people are missing the boat here. Mm-hmm. The IMA is marketing that CMA like crazy, yeah. And they've had a 60% increase, this was a couple of years ago, in the people taking it in the Middle East, Far East, especially, China, all right? And meanwhile, it just keeps growing because they don't get bogged down with experience requirements, all right? Mm. Because I think the experience requirements have gotten to be harder with the CPA because one way or the other, you have to work either under a CPA
yes.
or work in a CPA firm.
Yes.
So then, how are they doing? Now, do you work in government accounting?
So I used to be in public accounting and my industry specialization was the federal government industry. I'm now on the non-for-profit side.
So if you did not go to a CPA firm and you just went into the federal government, all right, how could you become a CPA?
And that could become difficult because you're right. You don't have the same number of CPAs in the federal government as you would in public accounting. So it is one of those requirements that can trick people up if they're not aware and can make things very difficult.
And they've made that pretty uniform that you have to work either under a CPA,
mm-hmm.
which there aren't a lot in the federal government or state government, all right, or work in a CPA firm. Was it at least a year or 2 years?
A year or two. Depends on, again, what jurisdiction or state that you're in. Yes, a year or two.
That's because the CPA is a license to practice, and they yes. think it's a license to practice in public accounting. Where, when I took the exam, and I took it a long time ago, in the 70s, all right, it was not a license. It was a certificate. Mm. And then you could get the certificate, and if you didn't want to practice, all right, you just got your CPA certificate, all right? But now, it's it comes together, the certificate and the license.
Yes.
So if you don't have that experience, they're losing a lot of people, I would think, in federal government, federal and state government, who want to be certified. All right. But they're making it harder. And I don't know. I just don't agree. Now, I'm hoping, and by the way, we were talking about this before we get to what you do. We were talking about the CPA evolution, mm-hmm. right? And what is the purpose of the CPA evolution?
So in 2024, the CPA exam is changing, and it's basically changing to keep up with the knowledge requirements that the NASBA and AICPA and others and state boards feel are needed for CPAs in the next few years. So now there's a core that has accounting, auditing, tax, and technology. And then there's three specialization areas that you can take the exam in. I think it's business analysis, information systems, and tax. CPA and AICPA is they're hard at work to be able to get this implemented beginning of 2024.
And
It's good that they're taking the time to look at what are the skills that are needed now of CPAs and make sure that changes. And it's a part of the
They're going to be changing even 4 years from now.
Yes.
Right?
Pace of change.
Now, after you pass the core exam, which basically tests you on everything, right? Same as today. What about your license? Will you pick a specialization?
Yeah, you pick a specialization. Yes, that still happens. Again, it's either tax, the business analysis, or information systems.
So you can get, if you get experience in those areas, then you get the license?
Because you don't need experience in all of them.
One, just one.
Yes, because you're going to do one specialization.
So if I want to specialize in taxes, all right, does that mean all I have to do is work in taxes for a year or so? Or are we going to get into working under a CPA thing? Did they mention that at all?
So there's still that work experience requirement. Again, I know it's a bit different in how, I'm not sure exactly how that's changing when it comes to the licensing aspect of it. But at least from the exam perspective, right, outside of the core, there's a specialization that you're able to pick.
Yeah, and I think unless they decide, hey, the license will be the experience of the specialization you're in, or else, all right, if you can go back to working under a CPA or for a CPA firm, I think they're defeating a lot of this, you know?
Yeah.
Because right now, we could pick a specialization, but if we work under a CPA who signs off on it, or a CPA firm, all right, what has it really changed? I don't know. You know, so I think I'll be interested when they finally decide what the experience requirement will be. Mm-hmm. Do you have students who actually ask you about the CPA exam? Are you like a mentor to any students?
Oh, definitely. I have a young lady I'm mentoring now who's, I think she just took FAR maybe about 2 weeks ago. So she's waiting for her results to come in and she's studying for audit. I've spoken at a few university accounting or auditing university classes back in the fall. And telling them about, you know, my experience in becoming licensed, the changes coming up with CPA Evolution as well. Yes.
And of course, you're aware that July 1st of 2021, all right, they're adding additional blueprints to the auditing.
I'm very aware. Yeah, actually, I write items for the CPA exam. So I had to do my work and due diligence and understanding the changes in the blueprint for the summer. Yes.
Now, do the students really understand what the blueprints are?
Sad to say, just as some of the students I've talked to know. And it's something, a resource I always push and say, you need to know what is going to be covered in the exam. You need to know because it changes. And I've mentioned to students recently, 2021 of the summer, changing again. You need to know what's being added and being covered in what areas. Audit data analytics is a new area within the audit section that students need to be, candidates need to be aware of.
Now, do you find that students taking the different CPA review courses, all right, they talk about the blueprints in the courses and explain the information under it?
And I told them that it should be covered. If you're taking a review course and there's different ones out there, they definitely would talk about the blueprint because that's how they base their review, their study materials based on what's in the blueprint.
Mm-hmm. Are you aware that none of the CPA review courses, all right, except for our course, we actually have the blueprints integrated in the books because we wrote the books with the blueprints. All the other courses have not rewritten their books. And they convince the students that some of them don't even mention the blueprints. But the other ones say, oh, we have the blueprints in the back of our books. Okay? Well, anybody could, you know, download the blueprints from the SCPA site. So they're not really doing, and also a lot of the universities, all right, the professors don't discuss the blueprints. And I guess that's, you know, I brought that up in a meeting and I said, this is not being marketed, obviously, because there's roughly 45 to 50% of people who still don't know what the blueprints are. So they could be using the old CPA review manuals that these courses are still using, all right, and they may leave out this new information, like the analytics, that type of thing. All right. You got to take the blueprint, put it in. They got the old ones. And you know exactly, your blueprints are really what's on the exam, as you said, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So if you study, now the students don't know if they're studying a book that is current with the blueprints integrated or not. They just don't know that. But the courses, unfortunately, and that's really the reason I sort of stay in this business, because I've been in it now 43 years. And back then we only had one APB, APB 1. I'm just kidding. Anyway, and we all used debits back then, I remember. But no, I stay in the business because there's no advocates for the students. The AICPA only advocates for the public. Mm-hmm. So I try to explain to students exactly what the courses are trying to do. All right. And it is my opinion, only because I am a CPA review course and these people are my competitors, but I really find that most of them, if not all, are not interested in the students. They're interested in selling the course and that's it, all right? After that, you're on your own. Mm-hmm. So you really need to understand that these websites are put up there for the courses to get you to buy their product. You have to check those courses out just like you would check a car if you bought it, right?
Absolutely.
If you bought a new car, what would you do?
Oh, I'm doing a research. I'm going to go test drive the car.
Exactly. All right. So you can't test drive a review course.
No.
You can look at their samples. You can look at their instructors.
Yes.
Okay. Now, moving along here. All right. You are presently a controller. Is that what you do?
Correct. That's what I am. Yes.
And what is your responsibilities as a controller?
Several responsibilities. I'm responsible overseeing our organizations, our month in close, our year in close, working through our annual financial statement audit with our auditors, our 990 tax filings, updating policies and procedures. At least high level, a few things I do as well. In addition to processing payroll, so I work closely with our HR, VP of HR as well. So wear many hats.
What company are you with now?
I'm with an organization called Brand USA. It's a nonprofit trade association.
Right.
Yes.
And how many employees are there? How many employees do you have?
About 50 at this point, 50.
Wow. So you're responsible for 50 people?
So it's 50 people as far as within the entire organization. Within our accounting department, I'm responsible for 3 individuals.
Okay.
Yes.
And all the other people report to them. And then these people report to you? No? You're laughing.
No. Oh, right. No, that's 50 people.
What are you laughing about?
it's just 3 people at the moment. Our entire accounting department from staff to CFO is about 7 of us currently.
Oh, okay. So you're not really, all these people do not report to you, correct?
No, they don't.
All right, which are probably you're happy that that doesn't happen. All right. Because you'd be listening to everyone's problems. Do you agree?
That's a lot. Yes. And that is a lot.
Now, to get that job as a controller, all right, when you interviewed for that, first of all, where did you come from before that? Did you come from a public accounting firm?
Yes, I did. I was in public accounting prior to that my entire career.
And you were with KPMG?
That's where I started. I started at KPMG in 2008, in the middle of the Great Recession.
The Great Recession.
Yes.
You ever see the movie The Great Escape? I never saw the movie The Great Recession.
No.
But did you ever see The Great Escape movie?
No, I didn't. No, I haven't.
Steve McQueen, you know who he is?
I do know who he is, yes.
Yeah, this is it's an actual story. It's a World War II story, right? Now, since we're all sitting home, all right, and a lot of times with our free time, we watch Netflix. What
yes.
do you
do
free time now?
I do watch some Netflix and HBO Max and Disney with my daughter.
right. And the CPA exam, all right, we did have a problem in 2008, all right? And that has to do, it's not the point of our discussion here, but the economy, it was a great recession. Is that what they call that? I don't know what they're calling this situation with the COVID. Did they have a name?
I just see the words pandemic. That's the word I hear a lot.
The great pandemic. Yes, I remember that. The great. Have you gotten your shot, by the way?
No, I know. Probably like most people, I don't know when I'm going to get a shot.
You'll get a shot by the late summer of 2022, I think. Yeah, so you'll get a shot.
At some point, I hope so.
Yeah, we all. Well, I had the first shot.
Oh.
Let me tell you, I had that Madura. Is that what it's called? Manure?
don't say that.
But anyway, no, it's two shots. Mm. I had a reaction afterwards.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was achy. And God, I just had a headache, my muscles. Mm. So, and also when they give you the shot, it's sore as can be. Really is.
Oh, boy.
All right. But anyway, being the trooper that I am, I complained a lot to my wife and that made me feel. So anyway, going back. Now, who was the second, you worked with KPMG, then where did you go?
I spent a year at IBM, where I did some kind of a consulting advisory work and realized that I liked auditing. And that's when I actually went to Grant Thornton after that to return back to public accounting.
What did you like about auditing?
I know the nerd in me.
Well, I don't think you're a nerd, but anyway.
Oh, thank you.
No, I don't think so. No, I'm just curious. What, I mean, I didn't like auditing, all right? Mm-hmm. It was just a lot of detail work. What did you like about the auditing?
And so there is detail work, but as I moved up in my career, it was less detail work, more of the client management, the client relationships, the changes in the standards and how to implement those and working with our clients as well. And that's the aspect that I enjoyed of public accounting. But you do have to do the detail work early on. You have to learn those strong technical skills.
Thank you so much for listening to Jaeger CPA Review and More. As a token for our appreciation for your listenership, we'd like to offer you 10% off your next purchase with Jaeger CPA Review. Save between $50 to $150 with code PODCAST10. If you'd like more information, look us up on JaegerCPAReview.com. And as always, if you've enjoyed this show, please rate and review on iTunes or your preferred listening platform. Again, thank you so much for listening, and we look forward to you tuning in next time.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.